And welcome into an election day inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Johnny, did you vote?
I did vote, and I actually had a sticker, but I left it in the office. So
you didn't vote early?
I can't prove it, but I did vote.
Okay, we'll take your word for it. The Jaguars are back on the practice field today. It's a short week here at EverBank. Remember the game Thursday night in front of a national television audience on NFL Network, the Colts and the Jaguars. And it was quite a scene today at practice. Mm-hmm. Over 400 sailors from the USS Bataan were here. That aircraft carrier in town for the Florida-Georgetown basketball game on Friday night, part of a big week here. It was a pretty neat environment at practice today, right?
It was. Usually, as you know, practices during the season take on a very routine feel. No fans, just a few media on the sidelines. And today, as the Jaguars warmed up, they started clapping. The military started clapping. Jackson DeVille was out there. I imagine he was clapping. So it was a neat environment for a midseason practice.
There are quite a few challenges on a week like this. Mm-hmm. It helps that the Jaguars were home on Sunday and home again Thursday. But no matter home or away, with a quick turnaround, a lot of challenges.
Well, it's a short week. Everything's compressed. They had a walkthrough last night. You really try to compress a lot into today. There's no way you can really prepare and game plan as you would in a normal week. Some of the players today said, hey, it really becomes this week about just playing football. You don't have as many keys. You don't have as much game planning in. And you've got to go out and I really trust what you do, I guess is the best way to say it.
This was another tough final score on Sunday, and tough's an understatement, 31-14. The first half was just really rough. Second half a little better, but still a loss. The team's 1-7 going into a nationally televised game on Thursday night. Got to have some leadership, but we've said that for a number of weeks now. When and where does the rubber meet the road? Where does it start happening?
Well, Terrence Knighton had some things to say today about, look, we don't want to be 1-7. This is not what we want to be. But he talked today about playing for pride, about playing for the city, about playing, you know, about this being the time that the players have to step up and show that they're not as bad as the record indicates. They've been saying it all year. He was very pointed today. You never know how much that translates, but he was saying it, he was passionate about it, and you hope that translates to the rest of the team.
And this game Thursday, of course, against the team that the Jaguars beat this year in Indy.
Yeah, and let's not forget, they outplayed this team in the second half of that game, and they pressured Andrew Luck, they did some good things. So, you know, they need to forget that this Colts team is hot. They need to remember that they played well against them in week three, and that's what you take into the game.
Hey, guess what? Tomorrow is Wednesday. That means Jeff Lagerman's going to join us on this show.
I may not sleep.
I know you're so excited. We'll have a preview, a full preview of the Colts and the Jaguars and us two and Lagerman tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.